By the time I got to week three, the Judas theory, man, I knew I had something going. See, when I write a song, I want your head to bob, I want your body to move, but I want your mind to stay moving long after the song go off. And a lot of times in my songs, I be talking directly to hood niggas and underworld figures. So the Judas theory, I just broke down the lesson of Judas in the context of the story of Jesus. Jesus always knew who was gone. Well, right at the end, he knew who was going to betray him. He knew what character traits. He knew what was predestined to happen. And he told everybody, Peter, you going to deny me. Judas, you going to betray me. He let everybody know their shortcomings was going to come up to be exposed in the end. And I think that if you the leader of a crew and you doing something that can get your ass life, then you need to think more like Jesus and start looking around you and seeing who going to deny you once you behind bars or who ain't got the stamina and the strength to hold up under pressure and might turn you in. And based on that, you need to make different decisions.